Blog Talk Radio.
And good Monday morning, a belated happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers across the entire world, across all of my listenership. Hope everyone had a great Mother's Day and a great weekend. Wow, what a weekend once again. Now, if I were to tell you that the Royals would outscore the Baltimore Orioles in a three-game series by 3 runs, you might say, okay, they won the series, you know, maybe 2-1, you know. The way this offense is, the way this Orioles offense is, you'd say, oh, okay, so you got 2, maybe just 1 out of 3? No, try a sweep. A sweep of the Orioles over the weekend, all of those games, 1-run contest, 3-2 on Friday, 4-3 on Saturday, and yesterday, the come-from-behind win. What an amazing come-from-behind win. At one point, the Royals were down 5-0. And I turned the TV off. I put the phone down. I went to work out. And then I turned the radio on just, you know, out of curiosity. Boom. 5-run bottom of the fourth. They went crazy. Drew Butera, Alcides Escobar, Mike Moustakas, all getting RBI. Moose with a 3-run shot that was the cherry on top of this fourth inning. It would go back and forth after that, but Kansas City would maintain a 9-8 win despite 1 run in the ninth inning. It looked like you had a little reason to worry for Kansas City in this ninth inning after a Donnie Joseph double, scored a run to make this thing just a little bit closer than it should have been. But Kansas City does get the win. Chris Young struggled once again. Chris Young had a very Chris Young outing. 3 2/3, 6 hits, 5 earned runs, was really beat up, but I'm going to throw a couple of stats out here that just kind of show you how weird baseball is. The Royals are 2-0 when Chris Young starts. They are 2-0. Now, granted, neither one of those were Chris Young wins. Neither one of those actually were attributed to Chris Young. But in Chris Young's starts, they are still undefeated. Matt Strom gets the victory yesterday, inning and a third in the fifth inning. He gets, he faces 4 batters in the fifth and sixth innings, and then a host of bullpen for the Kansas City Royals. Thank God they have the off day today. Overall, 7 pitchers used yesterday by the Kansas City Royals, just to get a couple of outs. Kelvin Herrera does pick up his 8th save of the year. As we said, Mike Moustakas with a home run. He had 4 RBI yesterday in the game. Alcides Escobar also with an RBI, as well as Jorge Soler, who hit a ball so hard that had that wall not been there, I honestly think that ball would still be traveling 470 feet. Just absolutely blasted it. As they said yesterday on the radio broadcast, not only hit it over the first wall, and if you understand Kauffman Stadium's configuration, in center field they have basically 2 walls before you hit the Jumbotron. You have the short wall, which I consider the short wall. That's probably 410, probably a little bit farther than that, actually. and then you have a wall behind that. Soler cleared both of those easily. 470 feet. Blasted that thing. It is the second longest home run in Royals history. Just absolutely blasted that home run. I still can't believe how far that ball was hit. It was the longest home run in Royals history. Just absolutely blasted it. And Kansas City would continue their winning ways 9-8. Now, when I say continue in their winning ways, I'm not kidding you. The Royals have won 6 of their last 7. Don't look now. Just keep it quiet. But the Royals have won 6 of their last 7 games. Their only loss coming last Wednesday to Tampa. They got thumped in that game. But 6 of their last 7 games have been victories for the Kansas City Royals. Now 16-21. I think if they get back to .500, this team has a legitimate shot. I think they can get back to .500 by, you know, if they can do it by the end of May, this team has a legitimate summer coming up. If they can get back to .500 right now, 5 games under .500, night off tonight for the Kansas City Royals before they head into New York. Want to talk about the Yankees just a little bit, but I'm going to post this video. And if you didn't see the game yesterday, the Royals do well on defense. They are excellent on defense. There's no getting around that. The Royals are excellent on defense. Yesterday was a little weird because the sun was really crazy in that outfield. You had a lot of guys coming from left to center to help out, from center to right to help out. Just a lot of guys losing balls in the sun. But what if I told you, in my 30 for 30 voice, what if I told you that the best defensive play was made by Joaquin Soria? A little basket catch in foul territory. A pitcher is told never, never catch a pop-up. Never, never, never. That rule might change just a little bit. Jack Soria with one of the best plays that I have seen in the Royals organization in quite some time. Just a beautiful basket catch, gets the out, gets the third out of the 8th inning, and he wanted out of that inning badly. Runners at first and second, and he needed to get out of that inning. He took it upon himself to do that. But again, the Royals do get the 9-8 victory yesterday over the Orioles. First time that they have swept the Orioles in the regular season in quite some time. There was another sweep of the Orioles sometime. I wish I could remember when that was. Swept them. I think it was in the playoffs. That's right. On the way to the World Series. It felt nostalgic to sweep the Orioles this weekend. Kind of glanced back to 2014. Kind of, took you back, excuse me, to 2015, kind of made you feel just a little bit warm inside getting that sweep over the Baltimore Orioles. As I said, the Yankees coming into town starting on Tuesday. The Yankees, let's talk a little bit about the Yankees. Last night, national television, Derek Jeter night, honoring DJ, putting his number into the Hall of Fame, and then proceeded to go out and just get crushed, absolutely crushed by the Houston Astros, 10-7. The final score not indicative of what happened in this ball game. At one point, the Astros were up 9-0 in the 4th inning. They were up 9-0. The Yankees have to answer back. They get 3 in the bottom of the 9th, but could not close the gap. And on Derek Jeter night, they are, quite frankly, they are just dismantled in this series, in this game, excuse me, actually only getting one of the 4 wins against Houston. this series belonged to the Astros. And right now, quietly, the Astros sitting at 26-12 are really playing some very, very good baseball in the AL right now. They have done very, very well for themselves in the early going. All right, let's switch to the NBA now. Game one of the Western Conference Finals. Boy, this thing was a beaut yesterday between the Golden State Warriors and the San Antonio Spurs. San Antonio looked like they were going to cruise early on in this game. Had a nice lead at halftime, but a quick injury to Kawhi Leonard really changed this thing around. The Spurs led at one point by 25. It looked like the Spurs were just going to roll in this ballgame. Then Steph Curry realized he was Steph Curry and absolutely went on a tear, did the Warriors in this game. 18-0 run, got back into this thing, and then the injury. Kawhi Leonard goes down with an ankle injury, had a little bit of a collision with Zaza Pachulia of the San Antonio Spurs. That one, I think Zaza getting a little bit of a bad rep, but this one was just a little strange. We know Pachulia's inclination for hurting guys. We've seen that happen a couple of times. This one more happenstance than I think anything else. Still no timetable or no exact what is going on with Kawhi. Hopefully he is back for the rest of this series. If the Spurs without Kawhi Leonard, a lot different. They are a completely changed team and need to get back. In that game, they were outscored 58-24 without Kawhi on the floor. That is tough for the Spurs. They need to figure out if they don't have Kawhi Leonard in this series, they need to figure out how they can somehow survive and just try to hang in with this Golden State team. And I never thought I'd say that about San Antonio. They just need to find a way to survive. But right now, that looks like what they're going to have to do, especially if they don't have a couple of their big pieces. And we've seen in the last few weeks that the Spurs are prone to injury. We saw Tony Parker go down. We've seen Manu Ginobili go down. Now we saw Kawhi Leonard go down. Those guys have come back eventually, but you have to worry if that is going to be a big-time setback for the San Antonio Spurs. But again, Golden State leads that series now 1-0. Nice victory for the Warriors in that ball game. Elsewhere in the NBA over the weekend, Friday night, a game six, between the Warriors and Wizards and the Celtics. Washington gets the 92-91 win thanks to a late John Wall shot. That ball should not have gone in. It should not have gone in. Absolutely not, but it did. And the Wizards force Game 7. That's what we are going to see tonight. Game 7, Eastern Conference semis. Wizards and Celtics coming from Boston, Massachusetts. This series, of course, tied at 3 games apiece. Going to be tough for the Wizards to get a victory in Boston, but they have the chance to do that tonight. Game 7, best thing to hear in all of sports, playoffs Game 7. And that's exactly what we will hear, what we'll see tonight, 7 o'clock TNT for Washington and Boston. In the NHL over the weekend, we are now down to the finals in both the East and the West. In game ones in the West, it was the Nashville Predators getting a 3-2 victory in overtime on Friday night to lead that series 1-0. Saturday, the Senators take down the Penguins in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals overtime as well. Very nice back and forth between these two teams. A late goal by Evgeny Malkin ties this game for Pittsburgh, but the Senators answer back in overtime. The 2-1 victory of the Western Conference Series headed to Anaheim. The Ducks outscore late in this hockey game. They get three goals in the second period and take game two, 5-3. The Ducks with the victory now tie that series at a game apiece. Game two tonight for the Senators and the Penguins. This one, as we said, an Ottawa lead, one game to nothing. This game on Saturday was tremendous. Game one was a lot of fun to watch. That will be, hopefully, carries over to game two tonight, a 7 o'clock start. NBC Sports Network is where you can find Ottawa and Pittsburgh. So plenty of things going on tonight. Game sevens in the NBA and the start of the Eastern and Western Conference Finals in the NHL. Plenty of things going on tonight. So yes, it is an off night from the Royals, but plenty to watch tonight in the sporting world. I will be back tomorrow. We will take a look at all of the NBA and NHL action going on tonight, as well as preview the Royals-Yankees series coming up starting tomorrow. We will take a look at that and much, much more on tomorrow's show. As for today, have a great Monday. We will see you back here tomorrow, 8 a.m., blogtalkradio.com/15forfans. Jeff Ward signing off. Have a great Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.